Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 369 of the Story Hacker podcast. So I was having a chat with a mate of mine the other day, and we were talking about how he'd had this goal to get two new clients, basically, by the end of the year. And it looks very likely now that he's going to get them. He's got two companies, two decent projects poised to sign. And he said, and you know what? I've managed to get them without doing any of the hard work, without any of the sort of sales. And this is so interesting. I think this is so interesting for us who are in business, building businesses, what have you. Because actually, of course, he had done the hard work, because both of these sales, these potential sales, have come via relationships. They've come by people who know him and his work and the quality of his work and how he, you know, how he runs his company and what have you. And this is very like the model that I ran my agency on, you know, because I said, well, you have done the hard work. You just moved it from, you know, inside your organization, where it might be a sales team or a sales manager or what have you. You've moved the hard work out into the work that you actually do. And what's happened is your contacts and your clients have become your sales team. And he said, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it's not really a strategy, is it? And I said, well, it worked for my agency, my digital agency, for 20 years. You know, for 20 years, we never had a sales team. We never made a cold call. We never placed an advertisement. What happened was we had clients who loved us and loved our work and were happy to tell other people about it. Now, you know, there is a few things about this. You can't do this from a standing start. You need a float. You need money in the bank, really. But it's something that I've talked about before on this podcast, something that I'm doing with my new business. You know, I think, you know, in 2019, when I was sort of, I guess I was searching, I was flailing around a little bit to find the model that I was going to use. I did try some of the tactics for lead generation and, you know, advertising and that kind of thing. And you know what? For me, maybe I wasn't doing it so well, but for me, they didn't work. And actually, what started to work over time was the daily application of effort. you know, whether it was the podcast or commenting on people's stuff or you know, putting content out there or making these distinctions, making these resources available, all of that kind of thing. Over time, that started to work. And it was over time, but, you know, right now, for the next few weeks at least, I'm actually completely full in terms of work. You know, I'm if you're interested in working with me, I'm now booking for, well, maybe late October, early November. But seriously, the point is that this work is again coming through previous clients or recommendations from previous clients. And I tell you, if you have the opportunity to work that way, it's a lovely way to work. And when my friend says, I've got these contracts that look like they're going to be signed without any of the hard work, he's wrong in one sense, but he's right in another sense, because actually, when you create a kind of gravity around what you do, when you create that sense of trust, the work does start to flow towards you. And that's a big, big deal, because it's much easier to catch things that are being thrown at you than to try and pull them in from other places. Anyway, I just think it's really interesting, you know, when we think about business and strategy and story in particular. The last thing I'm going to say about this is being able to put on your website waiting list is a really powerful story to be able to tell. And remember, your story means business. Thanks for listening.